Now, scientists, what do we know about them? Very little. All we know is that they creep around in our laboratories and wear their white coats on, gigantic foreheads, some of them developing a doom weapon, the rest of them building a three-headed horror monkey that knows Taekwondo. But how about this? Bright Club, a comedy initiative where laughter and learning collide like accelerated particles in the name of science and fun. Essentially what this is bringing university researchers, academics, scientists out from behind their microscopes and their Bunsen burners and put them on a stage behind a stand-up mic and have them tell us what they do, but tell us in a funny way. Bright Club started in University College London as an idea to engage ordinary folk, that's us, in the wonderful work that the boffins are doing on our behalf, but which we don't always understand fully because we are not boffins. And a Bright Club show will be in Edinburgh on the 24th of August, and I have here today two brave researchers who are taking part in that. Zara Gladman, zoologist at Glasgow University, and Dr. Daniel Ridley Ellis, who is a timber engineer at Edinburgh's Napier University. Hello.
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 Zara, first thing first, how did you get into Bright Club? Did you jump or were you pushed?
I was quite up for it, actually. I've always been into comedy. I'm really excited about The Fringe. I actually went to The Fringe for the first time last year, so it's weird to like be performing this year. I don't know how that happened. It just sounded like a lot of fun, so I was like, yeah, do it.
So who asked the organisers down at London? Is it Steve Cross?
It's Steve Cross that organises it, yeah. So he was in touch with a guy at Edinburgh Uni who had met on a training course, and he emailed me one day and said, just explained what it was, and that was it, really.
Right,
yeah,
in.
That was.
What about you, Daniel? Were you as keen as Zara to take part in this?
Well, I went to the pub one night, and apparently in the morning afterwards, I found out that I'd agreed to do it, but I don't quite remember.
This is how my career started. but there seems to be a trend for emerging science and comedy. Radio 4 series on at the minute, The Infinite Monkey Cage with Robin Ince and Brian Cox. You've got Helen Keane's Fringe show turned Radio 4 series. It is rocket science. Robin Ince does a thing, Nine Lessons and Carols for Godless People. It's got Richard Dawkins on it. Is science a more amusing topic than actually we knew?
Oh, definitely. Like, you know, whenever I tell people what I do and say I study crayfish, that immediately gets a laugh. So yeah,
okay.
Definitely. I think it lends itself to comedy very well.
You study crayfish.
Crayfish, yeah, that's
crayfish.
Right.
How do you turn crayfish research into a stand-up routine?
A lot of swearing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just a lot of funny things happen when you're studying crayfish. So, you know, they've had plenty of material. I didn't even know I did until I started, just sat down and tried to put something together. So,
well, crayfish. Yeah. Well, I'm going to scribble some crayfish jokes over the course of the next minute or two. But Daniel, you're a specialist in timber engineering. There's maybe a connection there with Monty Python's Lumberjack song. But is there a natural connection there? Are trees funnier than we think? I mean, what's the stupidest thing that ever happened to a tree or up a tree?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer. a lot of the language of engineering and timber research is inherently funny. We tend not to notice it because we're immersed in it. But yeah, I could be in meetings and we're talking about massive wood and no one even sniggers. But I think it's important to point out that this first Bright Club, it happened that we were all scientists and engineers, but Bright Club, what we're doing, it's about the humanities, about everything that goes on in research in universities. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to get some humanities on as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, since this first one was science, we thought maybe that one set had to be the control group and have no jokes in it and see what happens.
The control group.
That was the excuse that I'd got lined up, just in case it went horribly wrong, but yeah.
Well, we can see if it went horribly wrong, because earlier this week, I believe both of you performed a sort of pilot of this show at Edinburgh University. How do you think it went?
I had a great time. I don't know about anyone else. I was pretty nervous before I went on, but when I was on the stage, the audience were amazing, and it's just, yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
It's one of the most frightening things I've ever done, but once I'm up on stage, it was great and a real adrenaline boost. I'd recommend it to anyone, and we are looking for volunteers. If you work in a Scottish university and you're doing something to do with research, please do get in touch with
us. Get in touch with them, and the Comedy Cafe was there a few days ago to catch the action as it unfolded and to find out what the audience members made of your show.
The whole situation is dire. We've got to bring these crayfish down like Rupert Murdoch's empire. We've got to kill them all.
I'm Zara and I'm a zoologist. I had a few other career options, a Zeppelin pilot, a Zionist, or a zigzag. It just turned out zoology was the easiest to get into. It wasn't until relatively recently that I realised your occupation doesn't have to be an alliteration with your first name.
It was funnier than I thought it was going to be. Learned from a couple of them, different bits and pieces. I think it really works where they keep the science very simple. They were much funnier than lecturers I had at college.
I mean, you do get the occasional lecturer who is a bit like a stand-up comedian.
I wasn't quite sure I was going to kick this off, but looking at you lot, I reckon I'm going to probably be on safe ground with a Lord of the Rings joke. So, like Treebeard from the forest of Fangorn, I am not a tree, but most of my friends are. Now, Lee, we live in a country that doesn't have enough trees. We need forests for environmental reasons, for nice places to go and visit, somewhere for metaphorical bears to metaphorically poop. We also live in a country that doesn't have enough houses. We need houses that people can afford, that are cosy and warm, that feel nice and safe, as we hide from the metaphorical bears.
Timber engineering, that was, you know, amazing and, really inspiring.
Obviously it's funny and you want to pay attention.
Yeah, a bit more interested in trees than I was before.
So, I know the guy that said that.
And it sounds like there's a bunch of your colleagues and peers there. I want to know where people...
Yeah, we planted all of those people.
You planted all of those?
Most of my mates couldn't get in, actually, because we really packed the venue out.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you get heckled? People shouting out, that hasn't been empirically proven?
It wasn't Glasgow, but Bright Club is coming to Glasgow, so it'll be quite a different crowd, I think. Maybe a bit more heckling there.
Okay. Now, the ultimate aim of a Bright Club is to encourage people to study these scientific fields or the humanities, maybe, as you're saying, Daniel. How accessible is this humour? I mean, can those of the listeners who, unlike us, don't have a science PhD, would they be able to get it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I'm doing a subject that I think is quite accessible to everybody anyway. Everyone watches David Attenborough, everyone likes animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it wasn't too difficult for me to kind of bring a bit of comedy in that people would understand. It's probably more challenging if you're studying something like cell engineering or astrophysics or trees.
Well, everyone knows what a tree is, unless they're a politician, maybe, but yeah.
Listen, 8 minutes, as I understand it, is what you did. So 8 minutes is a long time to entertain and amuse an audience. I know this from experience. How did you prepare your routines? Did you get like training, workshops, stand-up lessons, or did they just throw you in?
Steve Cross, who founded it in USL, he came up and he met with a bunch of us and gave us a sort of quick guide to doing stand-up, and we all went home with a book with chapters to read. But in the end, it was just, you know, I had to sit down in front of my computer and just write. Like, I think I did it all in a few hours and then just read through it and wasn't sure if it was funny or not.
Yeah, and we got an enormous amount of help from the MC of our first Bright Club, Susan Morrison, from the Stand Comedy Club.
Yes.
Who was, she won't thank me for saying it, but our comedy Yoda.
Yes, she's absolutely fantastic. You don't go out to a bad vibe when Susan Morrison is comparing. And you, Zara, I understand, are taking this comedy lot quite seriously now. You're a bit vibed up by it. Are you going to be packing in the studies for a stand-up?
This is all one big procrastination exercise for me. I should be writing up right now. But I don't know, I've really enjoyed it. I'd love to do more of this. I will have to go back to my PhD, though, and finish that off first. But I'm up for some more.
Because you need something to fall back on.
Exactly.
I mean? And what about a comedian like me, right? Could we do it the other way around? I mean, could I be a timber engineer or a zoologist?
Anytime you want to come out crayfishing with me, just give me a call.
Excellent.
It's funny you should say this, because I was just thinking that a lot of comedians have come out of universities, and maybe we'll try and redress the balance and get them to come the other way, because there's a lot of similarities.
Well, we'll see about that. Here's Zara, here's a couple here. How does a crayfish locate other crayfish?
I don't know.
Craydar, thank you very much. Is it true that crayfish are the dimmest of the fish? This is where we get the song, "The Old Cray Matter Ain't What It Used to Be." No?
No.
All right, what do we call a crayfish with red hair? Crabby's ginger.
Wow.
No, okay.
These are going in the fringe set. I need
you
to rewrite the
whole
thing.
You made Zara look really good.
Yeah, I'm really embarrassed right now.
Thanks to Zara Gladman and Daniel Ridley-Ellis. Bright Club is on Wednesday the 24th of August at the special BBC venue at Potter Row in Edinburgh's Bristol Square. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/showsandtours and follow the links to Bright Club.